Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
How long is the MJ Melendez leash? I understand it's a handful of games, and I've seen a couple of Royals fans on social media trying to go with the Trey Turner approach, which is like, hey, when he comes back home, cheer for the man, right? Root him on, give him the confidence he needs in order to get there. Look, I like that system fine. I do think it's better to encourage somebody. This is not meant to discourage MJ Melendez, but I told you before the year, there was no player on the team who needed a fast start for the confidence purposes more than MJ Melendez. He will now sit for the second time in six games because he's not in the starting lineup today. And in those other games, he has one hit, one walk, six strikeouts, and he looks like he's guessing. So, like, the leash has got to be, I don't know, 45 games, or not 45 games, 45 days at most, 30 days,
yeah,
like
I think,
I mean, you can't keep playing him if it's going to go like this.
I think you have to still at least go the 30-day mark before you really think about a drastic decision, you know, in terms of options, sending him down, trying to get some confidence in AAA and things like that. Because that's, if he is still hitting anywhere near what he's doing right now, which is, as you said, the numbers there, if that's the case 3 weeks from now, then I think you can cut back the playing time, but then he also at that point just needs to go to AAA and get confidence. It is too early. I know a lot of you, and I'm not sure if he does. I think he does though, because since he's been called up, I don't believe they've really sent him back and forth the way they have with some other players in the past. We'd have to double check. I would be surprised if he doesn't have a single option left.
Yeah.
He might even have multiple. But with him, there's plenty of the fan base that, of course, is just done. And I get it, because he's been a frustrating player. And last year, there's a carryover effect from that as well, where he hit, 206 or something last season. And if that, and it was brutal. So I understand, you're like, well, you've seen enough. I don't need another 30 days. I'm trying to also think of just what do I think's going to happen as well. If he doesn't get going, J.J. Bacall in this front office, they're 2 weeks of the season, they're not sending the guy that they had starting left field on opening day down. You know, he was a starting left fielder. You don't move on from that guy 2 weeks in the season.
The problem is they don't have that answer in the minor leagues, or somebody would have competed against him.
Yeah, who do
it's
you
India.
Want?
It's Indian left field permanently, and it's Michael Garcia being
third
back
base.
To a full-time starter. And the question with that is, when he was exposed as a full-time starter last year, did that go as smooth as you wanted to? And the answer was no. Now, he's off to a better start, so there's probably a lot of fans who are like, sure,
right.
Give me Michael Garcia.
But again,
every
need
day.
To see that for a month. I also need to see Michael.
Jack Caglione. I just don't think that's in any way realistic.
Right. Like, I want to see Michael Garcia continue to be as effective as he is for another 30 days or so. If he's doing that, if India is playing strong left field and MJ still is hidden, you know, below the Mendoza line, well, then we're having a conversation, I think, in 30 days. But I don't expect, like, I know we're talking about today. As far as I'm concerned, like, it. It's a bit of a waste of time in terms of they should send him down, or they should make this move. They're not doing anything in the first 10. We're not even a full week into the season. Tomorrow is that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So they're not 6 days into the year. They're not going to make a drastic change. But we have seen they also are very quick either in the lineup or in game to pull him out.
He's the first guy to get pinch hit for.
Yep. And Michael will come and pinch hit for him, and he'll play, you know, left or third base while India goes to left field. So we've totally seen that. And I understand the frustration. It's just don't, if you're hoping like tomorrow they're going to make a move, it's just not happening. They're going to at least wait until the calendar turns to May.
Yeah, I don't blame them for doing that. They have to have some patience. And look, I look, Vern this morning was on the morning show and was talking about it, and it's like the same thing. It's like for Caglione to get called up, in a lot of ways, things will have to have gone wrong. Wrong. Like, he's the savior of the offense, and they got no one to play the outfield
He also has to perform. Guys,
he doesn't even play till Friday.
Yes, the double-A opener for Northwest Arkansas, they're playing in Tulsa on Friday. That's game one. So it'll get louder and louder if 3 weeks into Caglione's double-A career, if he is hitting, 320, Cody, with six home runs in the first month or something. Okay, I understand. But it's a combination of guys not performing at the big league level, Caglione learning an outfield position, and hitting.
All the things
all that has to happen. And if that happens, then we can be sitting here in a month and a half or 2 months from now and actually really talking about the need to do that.
Textline's asking, hey, why are we picking on MJ Melendez? Hunter Renfro's been just as bad. This just goes back to the beginning of the season. We knew the weakness of this team was the outfield. It remains to be the outfield. The other reason why I think, and this is not for Kansas City, the reason why there's more patience for it is Hunter Renfro is a player that you have less emotion attached to. MJ Melendez was drafted by this team. He was a highly thought of prospect. He's been with this team and he played for multiple years. And Hunter Renfro has a longer track record of being a successful major league player. Like a great baseball player, but like a good baseball player,
More confident that Hunter Renfro will get back to what his stats say on the baseball card versus MJ, because the stats on his baseball card don't look great, and that's what it is. And the thought about what kind of player, and the reason why I'm sure it's been very difficult for the Royals to not still be optimistic about him, because the ceiling is still, viewed as high for Melendez. And I know some of you will laugh at that, but that is how they view it. They view that his ceiling is still high, and that's why it's hard to quit someone with that kind of athleticism and everything. You can see it. But it has not come together to this point in time in his big league career. And that's why we're having these conversations. I just think we got to pump the brakes on the, oh my gosh, they got to go make a decision now. It's not even in a week into the season.
I did see the Casey Starr had an article up about what some of the players think about the torpedo bat. And it was a mixed reaction, right? Some guys are like, it's being overplayed. But like guys like Michael Massey were like, well, look, I'm not saying I'm not intrigued by what's happening in New York, because they hit more home runs yesterday and have now set a major league record for the most home runs hit in the first five or six games or whatever it is in a major league baseball season. So like there were a couple guys, somebody's like, get MJ the torpedo bat. Nothing, no bad ideas on MJ's game right now. That's for damn sure. He wants to get a torpedo bat and see if he can make some contact. Fine by me. Like, I'm not saying it's a bad idea, because he is. My bigger problem is that once again, it feels like the season has started and he is like lost at the plate, as in not like he's not making good time. Like he's guessing. Like, do you know that a pitch is coming, or are you just guessing? Players can start cold and still seem like they have an approach. Like, they have a plan. They have a plan of attack. You see what they're trying to do with the plate. I don't see what he's trying to do with the plate. That's my bigger question, is like, do you have a plan of attack for where you are going to go in this at bat? Like, we can say Kyle Isbell is a limited offensive player. When he goes to the dish, I feel like he has a plan of how he's trying to get on base. He's a limited player maybe offensively. But, like, he at least has an approach.
Yeah, and we said during spring with MJ, the stance switch, what happens when he goes for, I think, the example, an 0-for-20 stretch or an 0-for-16 stretch, and, he's testing that already right out of the gate, unfortunately. Not 0-for, but just about, right? He has the one hit. Yeah. And how long does he stick with that? What's that?
Our fear was that he was going to switch back. Yeah.
3 weeks, like, 3 weeks from now, is he going to switch back to what he had done majority of his career? Just because he's like, well, this isn't working. It's not any better. I might as well go back to something I was comfortable. And then that's when, to me, you just get lost all the way around. You already think he's doing that, but
I don't know that it's happened yet, but like, yeah. I thought he needed a good start. And for a guy who needed a good start, this is a pretty tough first week, right? You sit twice, and in the games you're playing, you're just not good. Like, there's no confidence. There's no confidence in what he's doing right now. Look, maybe you can have a three-hit game tomorrow, they're off tomorrow, Friday, yeah. Right? And he gets 2 days to clear his head and things start going better. And then we're having a different conversation and maybe he can still get it. But it's like, I just think he's putting a lot of, as the text line said, a lot of pressure on himself, which is probably, and not unwarranted pressure, right? He's playing for his major league career right now. I can't blame him.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Is your old air conditioner running all the time but not cooling your home? Stop wasting energy and money. Call Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, Electric today for a complete AC cleaning and tune-up. And we'll include absolutely free, a one-year, no-breakdown guarantee, all for just $89.95. That's right. We guarantee your AC will cool your home for an entire year or your money back. Call 866-4-SEASONS.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.